Hi, I'm Ian Green here at the Erga Education Conference at the University of Adelaide, and I'm talking to Thomas Vanna, who has just co-presented a very interesting paper looking at pedagogical approaches to online learning and teaching. And Thomas, you were addressing the issue of constructivism and kind of challenging or trying to unpack some of the concepts of it that are about now. What's your main issue with the application of constructivism?
With constructivism, we looked at different pedagogical approaches, but the shift from the instructivist, from the teacher as the authority, to the student-centered constructivist approach in higher education, we see problematic for a couple of reasons, because it sort of negates that that we all can't move away from the academic discourse where the teacher is the authority, sets the guides, the assessment. In a constructivist approach, it would really mean, you know, to take it to the final level, that students construct their own course, they construct their own assessment. So, you know, the whole in the constructivist approach, the normalizing of the academic approach is not taking into account.
So there's some bottom line parameters that the instructor sets, or the instructor, for want of a better word, sets, saying this is what we're going to talk about in this course, and the student can't negotiate out of that or fully construct things outside of that. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, we're saying, I mean, that academic discourse naturally, through the power and authority the teacher has, how the academic discourse operates, we normalize the subject. You know, this idea of we discipline the subject, we actually create that learner. Constructivist approach puts it as a learner-centered, without a really question what kind of learner is produced. You know, so we actually question with our paper approach, what role of education, what role of has, especially in the 21st century. You know, what sort of pedagogical approach do we need, you know, to achieve the goals for the 21st century global environmental problems? What kind of subjects do you want to produce? Because ultimately, there is a normalizing discourse in.
Okay. That sounds like a very interesting approach. So, can you maybe say what would be a concrete example? How would you construct some of the courses, for example, that you run in order to adhere more closely to these principles that you're talking about? Does this have practical consequences?
Yeah. What we think in for our course is really to, as I said, not just to focus on the learner, but with the learner, if we focus on the learner, also to have the self-reflexivity of the learner, of where they're coming from, what assumption, what do they bring to the learning task established before you do the courses, because they come into courses which are already there. So the self-reflexivity of the learner is important. But again, as I said earlier, to put it back to the teacher, that we think, why do we teach and for what objectives do we teach and how to bring the learner into it? So constructivism has some important aspects, the interaction, the community of learners to work together. But instead of just being on the learner focused, it needs to be on the reflexivity of the learner and of reflexivity of the teacher. And that's important to establish that right at the beginning through various exercises, questions, role play. And in an online environment, you can do that very well with different technologies to find out what do the learner bring to the task, to the course, and the same for the teacher beforehand. Instead of having the teacher doing it, and then through the course, the learner is constructing their own meaning about the subjects, actually establishing that beforehand. That's our goal.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. And people who get interested in this, as they should, can read your paper on the Erga site, and we'll put some references to your discussion there. Thank you very much, Thomas.
Thanks, Ian.